A new report reveals some disturbing findings about crops genetically modified to kill bugs. The bugs may be winning. More specifically, researchers at Iowa State University found that in northeast Iowa, the western corn rootworm has evolved to resist a protein that acts as an insecticide that's been genetically modified into Monsanto corn seeds. So, are the GM crops actually creating superbugs? Georgina Gustin is a reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Georgina, this report we're speaking of is from Iowa, but you write that a University of Illinois professor says he thinks the same thing is happening there. So how widespread is this resistance believed to be?
Well, it's hard to say. This professor in Illinois found evidence of it in northwestern Illinois. This resistance has been discovered in Iowa, and I've learned recently in Minnesota as well.
Well, and one way you can tell is apparently that these huge corn stalks just topple over because the bug name tells the tale. It's the rootworm, so it eats the roots of corn stalks, and the pesticides have been genetically modified to be in the roots that the worms eat. By the way, does that mean that the pesticides are in the corn we eat too?
No, it's actually the corn itself. This is not sweet corn that we're talking about. It's not the stuff that we eat. It's the stuff that goes into gas tanks and ends up as high fructose corn syrup or ends up in animal feed. So a lot of the stuff we aren't eating anyway. But to the extent that we are in, say, high fructose corn syrup, it's actually in the root of the plant. So we wouldn't be ingesting that as far as I know.
Well, when these genetically engineered corn seeds were approved by regulators, including the EPA, farmers were required to set aside fields that were not genetically engineered so that at least the bugs would mate across the fields. And that would keep bugs from building up a resistance. That was the thinking. But we understand that scientists at that time wanted 50% of the fields to be non-genetically modified corn. Monsanto pushed for just 20%, and they won. Is the thinking that that's one of the reasons these bugs have built up this resistance?
It is. Initially, when EPA was looking at this, this was in 2003 when Monsanto was seeking approval for this particular trait. The EPA had an advisory panel of, I think it was 20 scientists or so, looking at this refuge question of how much of a cornfield effectively should be set aside as non-genetically engineered corn. And this review board said they believed it should be 50%. Monsanto pushed for 20%, or the industry pushed for 20%. And now a lot of entomologists are saying they think that that is what led to this speedy resistance, because after all, this plant has only been in the ground since 2003, so it's a pretty quick evolution.
Well, and what does it mean for farmers? Remind us why this was such a, you know, miracle for them. What they have to do prior?
Well, prior to this, they had to rotate their fields, and that meant a lot of acres out of production every year. And when this product came on the market, they could plant year after year on the same field. That meant greater productivity, less labor, and it also meant that they didn't have to apply as much pesticide. They were spending something on the order of $1 billion a year on rootworm pesticides, and so they didn't have to do that anymore. And if this resistance continues, they might have to start rotating again. They might have to start applying more pesticides. But the industry, Monsanto, I believe it's this year, introduced a product that is basically, it's what they call a stacked trait, where there's an additional protein in the root of the corn that can kill these corn rootworms. So they are sort of stacking engineered traits into the product so that farmers, in theory, won't be running into this problem.
Well, but that's in theory, and that, as we've seen, these bugs are developing resistance to these insecticides. So we know you spoke with Dusty Post, who leads Monsanto's corn technology. Are they worried?
They are worried because if their product loses its efficacy, then obviously farmers aren't going to buy it anymore. But at the same time, they are downplaying it quite a bit, saying that this is only on 10,000 acres that they know of. And that downplaying has some critics of genetically modified crops skeptical because in the last several years, some Monsanto products have been shown to develop a resistance to glyphosate, which is an herbicide that's sold as Roundup. And in the case of that buildup of resistance, Monsanto wasn't particularly quick to acknowledge it. And they've even said to me in interviews that they should have acknowledged it sooner and told farmers about it sooner.
Sure. And what happened there is that Monsanto developed a popular seed that would survive Roundup. So people bought up all these seeds and then they started spraying Roundup like crazy. But then superweeds developed the resistance to Roundup in about 20 states. That's millions of acres. Are they worried about killing their own creations, about this fact that, you know, things are going to build up resistance to the things they're putting on the market?
I think they definitely are, but I also think that they feel like their science can keep pace with these bugs and with this resistance, and they have to sort of put on a brave face because they don't want investors to worry.
Well, and they have supporters. Nina Vedaroff, who's the former science and technology advisor to the Secretary of State from 2007 to 10, writes in the New York Times that the U.S. actually needs to expand the number of genetically modified crops to help feed the planet. And she writes about myths about the dire effects of genetically modified food on the environment have not held up to scientific scrutiny. But of course, as we see, there are superbugs and weeds developing resistance.
Right. The industry, Monsanto included, has been beating that drum, saying that the only way we can feed 9 billion people by 2050, which is the UN estimate, is through genetically modified crops. And in the future, those crops will be engineered to be drought resistant and have capabilities that will allow them to be grown in places where we can't grow crops now. So they maintain that the only way to feed this growing population is through this technology. Of course, there are plenty of critics out there who say that's not the case, and small-scale farming, organic farming, is the most sustainable and viable way to feed that many people. So there's a bit of a fight out there about the right way to do this, and of course, the industry believes their way is the right way.
That's Georgina Gustin, a reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, talking about a report from Iowa State University that the Western corn rootworm has evolved to resist the natural insecticide that's been genetically modified into Monsanto corn. And Georgina says there's evidence that the same thing is happening in northwestern Illinois. Georgina, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.